listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, make sure your tax refund go further at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If you've been delaying some much-needed car maintenance, delay no longer. Spend a little of your tax refund on your vehicle now and then save on expensive repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts has exactly what you need at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So I was looking through on this date in history, and there was something that really caught my eye, because there's a lot of opening ceremonies at Olympic Games and whatnot, but something really caught my eye, and it was this automobile race that started today. It was in 1908, which means the automobile was relatively young, but it was a New York to Paris race that went west. So it went via Alaska and Siberia. It began in New York City on this date in 1908. So that is, what, 111 years ago? George Schuster wins after 88 days behind the wheel.
So wait, now, it went, I'm getting this, it went from New York to Paris?
It went from New York to Paris. They went west, so they got to San Francisco. Now, I had to look this up, because when I saw this morning, I went, wait a minute, what did they do? Like, did they drive up to Alaska, and then somehow there was like an ice bridge that connected it to Siberia, and then through Siberia, they went through Europe? Well, apparently that kind of was the case, but they said that they... When I researched it, they had gone to Vladiz, Alaska, but then realized that it was too rough. So they ended up taking a steamer to Japan, raced through Japan, and then took another steamer to Vladivostok, Russia, and then drove from there all the way to Paris. Now, think about this. Think about a 1908 car with this like open door, open window. You know, you're wearing the goggles and you're like... And you're doing that for 88 days across pretty much the globe. I'd lose my mind. Are you kidding? I can't drive in a luxury car from like New York to Los Angeles.
Yeah, before I mean, I go how crazy. Often? I mean, when you're cruising through Siberia,
right,
in that
right?
car, I'm assuming it's summertime because I mean it would be stupid to do it in the winter. But I'm assuming it's summertime and you're cruising. How often did you drop that thing back down to 30 miles per hour?
I know. That's what I'm saying, right?
Because what? The top speed had to be like 50, right?
Who came up with this idea like 20 years after they invented the automobile? They went, hey, you know what's a good idea with this technology? Let's take a road race. Like, is there any no highways? It's all just regular old
There's
roads.
There's no roads.
There's no roads. It's
dirt
like dirt
road.
Roads. You have to find your own path. This is like Cannonball Run on steroids. Remember Cannonball Run?
Yeah, of course.
What was it? New York to L.A. in 24 hours?
Is that, was that
the whole
like
premise,
that, yeah.
the premise of the movie? But this is like that on steroids. They're racing a car, a 1908 automobile, by the way, with no interstate travel.
I mean, how... I have so many questions. Is there
Me
anybody
too.
Out there that we can talk to about this?
Yeah, who's 140 years old?
Can we find a guy who was racing in it? You know, please. What'd you do for gas?
What a fascinating. Yeah, where did you go for gas?
I mean, it's 1908. It isn't like today where there's a gas station on every corner. You know, there are times where you almost run out of gas because you're still on the freeway. Say, next gas 150 miles. You're like, oh. Crap, I got to turn around.
Yeah, what do you do if you're in the middle of Russia and you're in Irkutsk and you can't find a gas station to go and fill up?
I'm impressed with your Siberia geography.
I know. I mean, that happened.
What's
on
the
this
chief
date
export at Irkutsk?
I know, right? But like they went to Moscow and then they went up towards the Netherlands and then they went through and God, it was crazy. Like I literally looked it up because I was like, there's no way this is true. This is
yeah,
what
it can't
is
be.
This, this is nonsense. This can't possibly be true. Right? But no,
and why has there not been a movie made of it?
Yeah, why not? Why haven't we seen it? No, there has been. 1965 movie The Great Race was loosely inspired by this. Although heavily fictionalized into a comedy. No, I want a documentary or something.
Yeah, I want, or, like a serious drama. Because, there had to be a love story at some point on the road.
I am now into this. I want to find out more about this. Because when the guy got to Paris, did he die like marathon? Like when the guy ran the marathon and he just collapsed when he finally ran 26 miles? Like did the person go, you're not supposed to be in a car this long. You're not supposed to drive that much. You're not supposed to, no, this was not meant for human. Blech. He spent 88 days in a car driving around the world in an open air car with no air conditioning or heat or whatever. I mean, nothing, no radio, no nothing. He's driving Like, think about all those old jalopies you see in movies. That's what that guy did from New York to Paris. Crazy. I mean, that is insane. Some other news and notes and some other notables on this day. This is the day Tom Landry passed away. He was 75 years old, longtime Dallas Cowboys coach. Passed away on this date in 2000. Marty Schottenheimer was fired from the San Diego Chargers in 2007.
That was a good one.
Due to lack of playoff success and a strained relationship with owner.
14-2 season.
That's right.
To fire someone is after being 14-2.
14-2. give me the history of that. Who did they lose to in the playoffs? Patriots?
Yeah, I think that was the AFC Championship game that they lost in.
Okay. Who'd they lose to? Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That was the one where Tomlinson was out with a knee injury that was never really known why. But everyone was harping on because he was wearing his helmet and he had the shield. He always wore the visor.
That's right.
So you couldn't see his eyes. You couldn't see his face. And Philip Rivers was playing on a torn ACL.
Yep. On this date in 1997, Fred Goldman said he'll settle for a signed murder confession from OJ in lieu of a $20.5 million judgment. Remember that when that went down, when he won the civil suit against OJ, and it was like, it was
no jail time, just money.
No, just money. Just pay us money.
He doesn't have.
Doesn't have it. Remember then he got arrested for trying to get his stuff in a Las Vegas hotel.
Now he's somewhere in Florida, I think.
Yeah. Where is OJ these days? That's a good point. He's out. He got out of jail.
He's out.
So does anybody follow him?
I'm surprised he didn't show up at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. He should. Yeah,
I mean, because how awesome of a conversation would that be?
He's definitely out of the public eye, but when he was before he went to jail, he was in the public eye. He was going to do the book, If I Did It. Remember that? What a dumb idea that was. If I Did It. What are you talking about? What are you writing a book for? And then he was doing videos and was hanging out in South Florida. You want to watch that OJ, that 5-part OJ series? Remember ESPN had that. The last part I found fascinating when they went over OJ's arrest and trial for trying to go back. Remember he had the gun and he was trying to get back his stuff in the hotel room? And his lawyer was like, this is a 2-year charge soaking wet. They gave him 30 years. Then he finally got on parole.
Okay, you asked where OJ was. This was February 5th.
Also just, 7 days ago?
Yeah, you'll never guess who caught up with OJ.
A TMZ.
Yeah.
Harvey Levin. He found him.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it started off with a conversation about, how he had fun times hanging out with Donald Trump back in the day, calling him a fun guy, but also gave him a warning to not mess with Roger Stone because that might get you impeached.
Oh, so that was OJ's advice to President Trump?
I guess recently, or just through TMZ.
Wow. Great.
TMZ article says the ex-con turned political pundit. It's like something I never thought I would hear about OJ was ex-con. Well, ex-con, yes, but political pundit, no. That's a new title for him.
In 1994 on this date, the opening ceremonies of the Lillehammer-Norway Games. Do you know what the only thing about the Lillehammer-Norway Games people care about was Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan?
Was that them?
I don't remember anything else about those Olympics.
The only thing I do remember about those Olympics in particular was that it was 2 years after the whatever the Winter Games were before.
Yeah,
prior to
they
that.
Had them. They had them in Albertville, France. In 92.
And then they went then 2 years later.
Yep. Yeah, they said, "Well, we're going to alternate these, so we get an Olympics every 2 years."
Which I like. I like that plan. But that's the only thing I remember about Lillehammer.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Norway killed it.
I remember Nancy Kerrigan. Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Got
Nancy
all
Kerrigan.
Cross country skiing medals.
That's where Tonya Harding went out to skate and had busted laces. Remember, then she put her leg up and she was like crying because she was like, I can't skate. And they're like, great.
Meanwhile, Kerrigan's skating on a busted kneecap.
Yeah, the ice princess was like, I'm winning a silver. I don't even know who won gold. I think Oksana Boyle, but who cares?
Yep. All we really remember from that is, why?
I remember having to go down there. It was one of my first gigs in radio. My boss sent me down to her training. I was in New Hampshire and sent me down to her training complex somewhere in Massachusetts. And I was literally there for less than 10 minutes to record her people talking about the attack, like a couple of days later. So my boss was like, oh, yeah, they're going to have a press conference down at Nancy Kerrigan's training facility. Just go down there and get it. So I got in the truck and I drove down to Massachusetts and I had to find it. You know, no GPS. I had to kind of find it. I found it. I had my microphone. The people came out, spoke. I recorded it. Like 5 minutes later, I'm back in the car driving back to the radio station.
Going,
like,
why?
It was nothing. It was absolutely nothing. I thought it was getting like a big scoop. It was nothing. Oh, no, she's going to be rehabbing. Blah, 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 blah. Well, we hope to make the Olympic Games. That's enough. That's no more questions. And then left. Like, man, I drove all the way down for this. So, yeah, that was that was on this date in the 1994, the Lillehammer Games. Then they had the Vancouver Games in 2010. The only thing I remember about the 2010 Winter Games wasn't that the year, I don't even remember. Somebody died on the luge.
Every year on the luge.
I know, but I think somebody died on. Somebody kept saying.
No, I don't remember. I remember what you said. Okay,
I'm gonna look this up during the break. Somebody, yes,
but it was during a practice run. Some guy, I think, want to say like Poland or something.
You got it. You got it from me. The guys who were going skeleton and luge and all that stuff kept saying, "This is really dangerous. Yeah, this track is really, really dangerous."
Faster than normal.
And they were like, "No, you're fine." And then somebody died, and we're like, "Okay, maybe we need to find a way to slow this down a little bit." So take this back a notch.
Maybe we should stop watering it every night. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And that was they had gone through a lot of apparently in the Olympic Village there's a lot of sex that goes on.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, a lot of sex. And I remember this was it was also this and Tinder were kind of coming together a bit, I think. And it was kind of a world where
we find out because you know we hear about it every single year, but I think that was the year where it really came to life. Was like, you know what? You got highly tuned athletes who are just so full of energy and testosterone. Even on the women's side, totally full of testosterone because they work out all the time and they need a release. And that's when we heard about the fact that all the Olympic athletes just get bags of condoms.
Absolutely. I remember thinking the Vancouver Olympic Village must be like the Playboy Mansion just on like 24/7.
It's just a party you want to go to.
Exactly.
Orgies everywhere.
With Kyler Murray choosing baseball, is it a bad look for MLB Plus? Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, where are they heading? We'll talk to Steve Gardner, USA Today, next, SB Nation Radio.